For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
We're back with another episode of K100 Sports.
All right. So we have it set. Dallas Mavericks versus your Boston Celtics.
Yeah, you picked Dallas. I picked Minnesota.
Yes, I did. Your thoughts?
Well, I just thought that in the Boston game, I mean, Indiana could have been up 3-1. You know what I'm saying? They've lost a couple games. There were at least three games they could have won. They were very close. There was a blowout. And I just think it was the experience factor. In the last 5 minutes, they made a lot of errors. They were probably nervous. You know, Boston's been there, done that, you know, for the last 5 years. And they just were, they looked like the more relaxed, experienced team, you know. And I think the same thing happened with Minnesota. You had all these guys. First of all, Anthony Edwards looked tired as fuck the first two games. He was literally walking up and down the court in the fourth quarter. Right. And it was a bitch for him when he was trying to fucking cover Kyrie Irving, because Irving's moving all over the place, you know. And then he's also covering Irving and then trying to, you know, score. He was just, and plus they had just come off a 7-game series. But he also disappeared in a lot of games. But they could have won two of those games very easily, you know. Dallas is going to be a tough team. I'm interested to see how they match up against the Celtics. I do believe that if Porzingis plays, Boston wins.
All right. So it's kind of just, there's an interesting storyline to this. It's not a big one. I mean, if he plays, but like you said, if Porzingis plays, bro, you had two teams in the NBA Finals that traded players for each other. You know, Kyrie and Porzingis got traded for each other, basically, right? So I have not been impressed by the Celtics because they haven't been placed in a situation where they need to be impressive, because they've been playing teams that have had a lot of players that have been hurt. Right. So they have not played full squads. They have kind of had more trouble than they should have, but they haven't really faced any pressure yet at all, right?
Boston's got two weaknesses to me. Number one, a lot of times when they get up, they become lackadaisical and they think they got the game in the bag, and teams come back and beat them that shouldn't beat them. Mm-hmm. And number two, even though they will kill you from the 3-point line, I mean, that's how they really kill you, because mm-hmm. every starter can hit threes. So if you go to Jason, he'll give it to Brown. If you go to Brown, he'll give it to motherfucking Porzingis. If we go to, So, but sometimes, and this is going back from last year, Disco, when they don't hit threes, they keep shooting up threes, hoping to get hot. And when they don't, they get destroyed. Those are two of their weaknesses. No, it's not our fault. Guys got hurt. Boston did have the best record in the league, so it ain't like they got there by luck.
Right, but
you got Dallas in this.
I like Dallas, and then, right. Let me tell you why. Boston gives up. This is going to be an interesting series because I think that the road teams can like if a say this game this goes seven games, I would make a bet that the road teams would be more games of the home teams. Because both teams are not that great on home court in the playoffs for some inexplicable reason. Especially Boston. Like, they're like, you know, five. Like, the record against a spread at home is not, like, for some reason, they don't play as well in the playoffs at home. They give away a home game. They really were favored by, one of those games against the Miami Heat, like, by 15 points at home, and they lost the game outright. You know, stuff for things. So, and Dallas is the same way. Dallas very rarely like wins two games in a row at home, but they get it back on the road because I like the assassin's attitude that Luka and Kyrie have together.
Right.
They're vicious closers.
And they got a good back. They got a good team. It isn't just them two.
Right, because they got two decent athletic-type centers, right? So Al Horford's going to have some trouble. They need Porzingis back, okay, to match that size. But, dude, 2 years in a row now, or maybe it might have been 2 years ago or it was last year, but Dallas closed out a team on the road in the playoffs and destroyed. Remember they beat Phoenix by like 40 points on the road?
Yep.
They've done this a couple times now. Right. And that's just like, and Luka, you see him out there. He's talking shit.
You can't guard me.
This MF and everybody's got good attitude. They get scrappy during games. There's like some but both teams get in kind of like altercations during the games because they play rough.
They got a good team. Yeah. I mean, it ain't just them two. You know, PJ Washington, you got Gafford, who's been playing out of his mind.
Right.
Lively. Yeah.
So here's the one thing that I think – could psychologically help Dallas during the series, okay? And it's just, bro, it's going to be Kyrie versus that crowd, okay?
Yeah, they hate
him. They despise him.
So did I.
Okay, he despises them. It's not a consensus. There's a lot of racial overtones in the conversations, different thing, you know? So if he buries Boston at Boston and shuts up that crowd in one of the games, that is going to give Dallas a significant psychological advantage in the series. And that crowd gets to him, and Kyrie kind of isn't playing good on the road at Boston. That's going to hurt Dallas.
The thing is, Kyrie was there, he was selfish. He was going through personal problems. He was very aloof with the media, very standoffish, kind of like Barry Bonds. And you know how the media, you know, they all get, oh, this guy's a dick. Let's all get on him. Right. And so all you ever read was negative shit. And I do remember because I was really, really mad because that year that he got hurt, and the Red Sox and the Celtics made that run when they had Terry Rozier, you know, a young Tatum in like his first year or second year. Brown was like a rookie. Like they had a bomb team. And then when Kyrie came back, he had to have the ball and the offense slowed down because he had to have the ball. Right. And he left there with a lot of heat. So people are going to be all over him when he gets back.
Right. Plus,
but he has changed. You can tell he's changed.
Yeah, I like this. Is kind of like a Jason Kidd chance for redemption because he's gotten a lot of heat from critics over the years, right? And they finally go,
"Bro, they're in the finals. Who would be in the finals?
No, nobody did. No, right. And then, bro, a lot of people that are Dallas Mavericks fans are like some people that like used to work at Dallas that have been very critical of Jason Kidd during the year, like he was doing a bad job at coaching because their defense was terrible. All of a sudden, with like a month left in the season, they flipped a switch on the defense and they became like one of the eight best defenses in the league in like the last month of the season, some high number, right? So they played good defense. Boston, the coach hasn't had any type of point since he's been there was that this guy outcoached somebody they wanted because of coach. They've lost some time because people said the coach. So this guy's under a lot of pressure, okay? And Jason Kidd is kind of like in a redemption arc here. Like, he can, like, kind of stick it to the critics. So, I don't know. That's an interesting storyline of of the two coaches because nobody each coach has a lot of critics, but I'm picking Dallas to win the series because I do not want Boston to win because you're going to be insufferable.
Yes, I will. I do like the fact that, especially for you, that you're a New York fan and Larry Dallas, who actually pays tickets to go there, that the Knicks got bounced out of the playoffs.
I'm not a Knicks fan.
Okay, but you're a Rangers fan.
I was a Rangers fan. I'm more a Golden Knights fan now, but I want the Rangers to win. But you want Florida to win, right?
Yeah, they just went to – and they just lost in New York. I like that.
Right.
I like all the fans that had to pay and watch.
Here's another interesting thing, too. Another interesting angle is – and it seems like it always – who was in the finals last year? Boston and who?
No, Boston was –
No, they weren't. They got destroyed
Miami, in the first Denver, round by Florida.
Yeah. By Miami, right.
Yeah.
Denver was in the finals. Because it's an interesting dynamic right now. Bro, Dallas, the city of Dallas, looks like they might have the Stanley Cup finals and the NBA finals.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing about that is, like, whenever that happens, like, I remember it happened with the Knicks and the Rangers in 94. It's happened a few other times, right? But I think it's happened with Florida and the Heat last year. Happened last year in Miami. Both of them lost.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just wondering, like, it's kind of that thing, like maybe the fans are too, like the fans get exhausted.
Or the other thing that's weird to me, how many times a team has won the President's Cup and lost the Stanley Cup or not even made it there?
Right. And then the next year they perform is when it comes, you know, so I don't know, but
let me give you a storyline in basketball, which is really now across all sports. The Phoenix Suns, Vogel, gets replaced by Budenholzer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who actually used to coach for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, I think he has the best record in the history of Atlanta with like 60 wins.
Yeah, well, he's always been good. Like the first couple of years, he's with the team, he's really strong. Like, he took the Hawks like to the East Conference Finals that year. You know,
and not only that, he played he coached underneath Popovich for like 19 years.
Yeah.
He's got like four. Anyway, so you know they got rid of Vogel really quick, bro. Not you know the guy did a good job. You know, he won 50 games. You know, they got swept by Minnesota,
right?
You know, and that trio of Booker, Durant, and Beal should have gone further. And bro, they got rid of him, boom, like that.
Right.
You know, same thing with the guy from Cleveland. What was the coach's name?
Bickerstaff.
Right. Yeah. So he also got pulled, bro. After he brought him to the playoffs, and Mitchell was hurt.
Yeah.
What coach is going to win that with Mitchell hurt against the Celtics?
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's like everybody, what do you call it? I don't know. These owners are very.
You know what he was getting a lot of heat for?
They get rid of good coaches when they have a bad stretch, right? The finishing it, Milwaukee should never got rid of Budenholzer. Okay, because like you know, you draft different players, you get a different collection. The guy's a good coach. Like, could you imagine if, like, the couple down seasons they had if the Spurs would have got rid of Popovich?
Right.
How stupid that would look.
Right.
You know, something that or like
bro, if they had the winning season and got you into the playoffs. You're losing against the number one team, the Celtics, with your star player hurt. Now, I heard that he got a lot of heat because they felt that he was butting heads a lot with Donovan Mitchell. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he, in a cryptic message, said this team would have been a lot better if certain players weren't selfish.
Right.
Kind of alluding to Donovan Mitchell that he always had to have the ball. But how are you going to beat the Celtics without Donovan? Nobody would have done that.
You can't fire him.
They also say, Disco, that he played Mitchell too many minutes. I'm like, Mitchell's not an old guy. You can still play him a lot of minutes.
Well, people want to they're talking about getting rid of who's the coach of the Knicks? What the freak's the guy's name?
Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, he used to be the coach for the Celtics.
Because he's playing the guys too many minutes, right? They had like six good players. That's it. Like, you put these other guys in, they suck. You know what I'm saying? Get these guys, draft some more decent players, and you can manage your team better. You know what I'm saying? But like, some of these coaches are good, and teams give up on them too fast. Because you can just tell when a guy's a good coach, you can tell when a guy sucks.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. Did you see the All-NBA team?
No.
Okay.
I know that. I mean, let me see.
First team, I agree with everybody on it. Tell me.
Okay, let me take you to guess
okay.
Who it is.
Right.
Luka, Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, and what is it, by position, or is it just like the top five players? That would be
top five. There's team one, team two, and team three.
Okay, so Embiid, Giannis, Luka, Jokic. Okay, who would be number five there? Anthony Edwards?
Okay, so you got
three. Give me the first team.
The first team, bro, you're right. Embiid should be on this team, and he is, and he isn't even on.
No, that's right. Don't forget, he didn't qualify because he got hurt. That's right. Oh, so Jason Tatum's first team. Oh, and SGA. Okay, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and that's hard to argue with. It's hard to argue with the first, like, the top eight.
Yeah, but you know what? Embiid should have been there. As a matter of fact, I'd put Embiid there instead of Tatum.
I would, too. I don't think Tatum's a top five player in this league.
Not this year.
You know
year.
Why?
He's living on his past, like what he did him before.
Well, let me tell you something.
Even though Tatum is leading the Celtics in points, rebounds, and assists
right.
for the playoffs.
Well, that's his thing. He fills up the stat sheet. But sometimes in these games.
Yeah, he disappears.
Like, well, not disappears.
He disappears.
Jason. No, not. I wouldn't say disappears. I would say Jaylen Brown is the better player on the he's like the A side of
100%. That's why I got the MVP of the finals.
Right. It happens more often than it should for a guy that's a top five NBA player. That's what right. I would say. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Here's the second team, which I agree with. Jalen Brunson,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant,
yep.
Anthony Davis,
uh-huh.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yep. Kawhi Leonard. Really?
Kawhi, yeah. But he wasn't hurt. He was great.
Yeah. But I'm.
When he wasn't hurt, he was great.
If you were an NBA executive and you could trade for any of those first and second teamers, Kawhi Leonard is obviously the one guy that sticks up that you wouldn't want to trade for because guys hurt all the time.
I'd trade for him. I would take a risk on him. When he's on, he's unstoppable and he plays great defense.
Right.
But I would put Embiid in his place, even though Embiid was also hurt. Embiid right. was just
He's a different animal. Yeah.
And they're talking about maybe Butler going to Philadelphia or fucking like they have money for a big player.
Right.
Like they already have a great team. Imagine putting Butler back on there or Donovan Mitchell's another guy that they want to get.
Well, it's funny thing too. They do need another player because Embiid is prone to injury and Maxey,
he's unstoppable.
In the first like 6 weeks of the season, people were like in the Vegas odds. He was like the fourth or fifth favorite for the MVP because he was lighting up the stat sheet. But
he's unstoppable.
As soon as MB got hurt, it's like, oh shit, this guy's not really he needs the guy there.
Kobe wouldn't have won it without Shaq.
Right. He couldn't carry the team by himself.
And then the last one is Anthony Edwards. So that's your second team. And then your third team.
What a little bitch you came off as after losing. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah. That was
He had no shot against Boston.
Right.
He walked off the court without shaking the guy's hands. It's like a kid. You know what he's like? He's like the typical Gen Z superstar. You know, doesn't really know how to act and doesn't accept loss very well. Right.
And then the third team, and this is weird because I think this might be the first time I've ever seen a player I'm about to tell you on the third team. Bro, LeBron is on the third team. Can you believe that?
I mean,
he's always been first. He's not the same he used to be. But what do you think about this third team?
I wouldn't think anybody on the third team has a case for the first and second team.
I think
there's that much of a gap between the first and second team guys and the third team.
I thought this was good. The first, second, and third, I agree with almost everything there.
Right.
I think the one guy that got dissed here to me is Embiid.
Right. For sure.
Let's go over a little bit to baseball. I was reading this today, so I wanted to bring it up while it's fresh on my mind. Elly De La Cruz has 31 stolen bases, which is more than 15 teams. That's ridiculous. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Bro, he has a game. He has two steal games, two three steal games, and a four steal game.
Yeah.
And he's on pace for over 100 steals. Do you know who's the last person to swipe 100 bases?
Ricky Henderson?
No.
Who?
Vince Coleman. In 87. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time ago, right? Well, this Cruz is so fast and so long. Too. He's not like a small. He doesn't look like your typical because like all the old school base stealers are kind of like small, really.
Right. This guy's tall, lanky, and he may be the fastest guy in baseball.
He is the fastest guy in baseball.
Yeah,
I think they did a thing where they timed him.
Yeah, yeah.
The third.
Yeah, yeah. They did.
Like,
they did.
One of the fastest recorded in history or something like that.
He's ridiculous.
Right?
And Ricky Henderson's record, he'd have to hit 130. And let me just say this. I know there's been a lot of great players in baseball, but he is definitely one of my top five favorite players, Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him when I was in WCW.
Interesting.
I feel really bad for you, especially the way it happened. Acuna.
Yes. I don't feel bad. I'm not. Number one, because our pitching has come through.
It's incredible. Even though you lost Strider, right?
I know, but Sale's like
– right, Sale's been great.
Arguably the Cy Young leader in the National League, mate, okay?
Yep.
And Fried's been on fire lately, too. Yep. The two of them. We're probably two of the top four, three or four candidates for the Cy Young. But the – and people forgetting this. Dude, the Braves won the World Series without Acuna back in 21. He was hurt.
Well, still, you don't want to lose that type of player.
No, dude,
he wasn't having a great year, by the way.
But
he was already hurt.
The whole team isn't having a great year hitting. We're low scoring.
Except for Ozuna. Ozuna's having an MVP year.
Yeah, he is the MVP of the National League, basically. But you still look at their lineup and you go 1 through 9, it's like there's not a hole in that lineup. Like nobody stays there. Kelenic or whatever his name is, he's been great. Michael Harris is all. Nobody's really broken out, but you look at that lineup and you're saying like, I don't see.
Do you think they make up that? I don't know, what is it, 6 or 7 game?
No, and I don't want them to.
So they're going to be wild card.
I want them to be the wild card team because it's very clear the best three teams in the National League are Philadelphia, the Dodgers, and the Braves. Okay, you could maybe throw Milwaukee there, but bro, every year like it's like a death and taxes. Milwaukee does not play good in the playoffs. It's just you can just. And they're not even in the conversation, right? And if you look around the National League, there's not really much else. That the Cubs are decent, but I'm not thinking they could beat any of those top three teams, right? So I would rather have the Braves go through the wild card process again, where they get to play when the season's over for those 2 to 3 days in between, and let the Phillies do the deal now, where they have to take 5 days off, because the Phillies have been able to play they've been able to stay hot. You know, you get to play in that other that series, and like these teams that take 5 days off, it's just a super huge risk of getting flat, which has happened to the Braves like 2 years in a row now. I would rather not go through that process again. I want to get the Philly treat. You know?
I want to see it continue.
Right? Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I'm just saying that's I'm not. It's still very early. I don't even really start following. I started dibbling and dabbing a little bit, but. When the NHL and the NBA playoffs are over in like 2 weeks, that's when I start paying attention more to baseball.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their products, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight, the one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, you mm-hmm. Punk Twitter, mm-hmm. he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. I got, because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the T-shirt. Like Conan said, the material is really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt, too. So you'll never see that because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It was so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out rootsoffight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They've got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offers a limited time only, so jump on it, get some new clothes to support the show by going to rootsoffight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom. Did you see how now Major League Baseball incorporated the Negro League statistics?
It's so. Let me tell you something. People are complaining about it because it's ridiculous, right?
It's silly.
But, well, it is silly. Okay, you know. But when they changed the rules for extra innings, where you're sticking a guy on second base, it's just like sticking a guy out there, bro. That threw a monkey wrench into all of the historical statistics. Pitching, relievers, and stuff like that, especially the reliever statistic for saves now. Now all of a sudden, I don't know. It's just like, since they've changed the rules, in my opinion, I don't think anybody gives a rat's ass about historical statistics anymore, like records and stuff, because all the rules will change. So you can just do whatever you want. Like, yeah. If you want to think it's – but, bro, you know what I'm talking about? You know how we talk about Conan, like when progressives get involved and – you know, progressivism is coming up with new ideas, right? And there's this thing, and Bill Maher talks about this a lot. It's like, just because the idea is new doesn't mean it's good. It's like progressives have a lot of dumb ideas.
It's a lot of virtue signaling.
Well, the summation I want to make, they're creating problems and solving them where the problem never existed. Right. You know, there was nothing wrong with we need to put the Negro Leagues in the... It's like, why?
Well, it's difficult to comment on it without, because someone's going to go, well, you're being racist and stuff. But it's just like, yo, Babe Ruth wasn't the home run leader, or Hank Aaron wasn't the home run leader in Japan. Japan baseball has its own statistics. Mexican baseball, the minor leagues. It's a different league.
All worldwide pay-to-play people, they're professional baseball players. Just go all around the world, every professional league, and then put the statistics.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Joe makes a good point. Yeah. And so, you know, something that did stick out to me, I always heard how great Josh Gibson was, the catcher, right?
Yep. Real quick, Conan, you said Joe makes a great point?
Because, you know, we do know they had great players like Josh Gibson. If he would have gone to the major leagues, he would have torn it up.
Satchel Paige.
We saw Satchel Paige went to the major leagues and he tore it up. Like, there's no doubt they had great players.
Cool,
but something did stick out to me. Ty Cobb, who had the all-time, you know, was the all-time batting average leader, right, at 366, bro, this guy had a higher batting average than him, like 370 some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Who did Gibson did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Mets, again, they're the biggest payroll in baseball and probably the worst team, okay? So we saw the guy that threw his glove in the thing and all that, right, and said that they were they're the worst fucking team, okay? Right. And so he got DFA'd. For right, those of you that don't know, that's like designated for assignment. Mm-hmm. So you basically got like a week to either fucking you either got to put him in the minor leagues, right? You got to waive him, you got to release him, right? And he's about to get cut. But if that wasn't bad enough, Edwin Diaz again went on the IL on the injured list.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad because he stunk. Like, I know. How does it break? But let me tell you something about that guy. There's a kind of a, like everybody's, reported the story, but there's a story within the story with that guy that threw his glove and everything, got DFA'd. Bro, he's going through an issue. Like, somebody found this out because, like, Boomer Esiason on his radio show was buried the guy, right?
Right.
Somebody sent Boomer Esiason an email after he did this. Like, this is on the same show, okay? So early in the show, he buried the guy. A friend of his sent him an email saying that this guy that threw the glove, this act like a jacket, saying, bro, the guy's got, like, his son is going through a life and death medical situation right now. They're waiting for a transplant for him. And so, right, Boomer Esiason wanted to show him, kind of like, Pa, I'm sorry. I can see how this guy kind of had a meltdown. He's going through a lot of stuff.
Right, but how do Boomer, we know this?
Yeah. Well, right, he didn't know this. And Boomer said, it goes, and I kind of feel, because when I played this year, my kid was having health issues. It was very difficult for me. You know, so like, I kind of giving the guy a pass, even though when you saw it, you're like, what a schmuck. You know what I'm saying? So, right, like, especially right, saying
that.
You're
not going to give him a pass. Who would have fucking going through that?
Right.
And
right,
you know what I saw the other day, which was kind of funny, and I don't even remember this happening, but obviously it did. Remember that guy that we were talking about, Adrian Hernandez?
Yeah, you're fucking okay. Abruptly clipped. Yes.
Bro, they showed a clip of Mongo McMichael. I don't know if you ever saw this.
Oh, yeah.
Singing the fucking Take Me Out to the Bar. And before he goes, I might have a word with that umpire.
Yeah, he really blew a kiss. Yeah. The guy's staring at him like all
mad.
Off.
Yeah, like he couldn't believe he's talking to me like this. Yeah, he's not a baseball player. He's not afraid of you, dude. You know what I'm saying? Well, Mongo let him have it. Yeah.
Angel Hernandez is known as one of the worst umpires in the league.
He made a lot of bad calls and bad attitude.
And
would throw you out just like that.
And he was one of the worst rated balls and strikes guys. They grade these guys, right? And he sued the league. He sued MLB for racism because he never got a World Series assignment in like 10 straight years.
You suck.
And it got thrown out because the bro.
Now think about this, bro. They actually
race card. He tried to
think about this. They actually paid him to leave retire early.
Right. Well,
that was great.
Funniest thing is, he just abruptly retired. Not like retired at the end of the year. He just retired like on the spot.
Right.
Like 2 days after it went viral, where this one guy was at the plate and three pitches. Like all in a row, were just like was just like terrible. Like missed calls by like 4 inches. You know, right. like he got it all like one batter, and like it's either one game or one at bat. He got like all these things, and then next 2 days later, he retired. It's like, bro, they just said, probably told the guy like, look, you've already sued us. We don't want things. Just quit. Here's we'll give you a severance package. You know, so you gotta hang it up. And maybe the other some friends of his probably told, dude, you're getting too much heat, you know?
Right.
And maybe he's getting, bro, because it's social media now. Maybe this guy's just tired of seeing him go viral all the time and people just burying him and making fun of him, but maybe can't handle it. You know, it's more pressure than an umpire should be going through, you know?
Okay, so we've got UFC coming up, 302, right? There's really two big fights, I think.
Yeah, it's only two, really. Yeah.
So we've got Costa versus Strickland.
Three interesting fights, not two.
Who's the third?
Okay, let's go over the third one, right? Ian Garry, he's married to Billy Body's kid's godmother.
Okay. What's the guy's name?
Ian Garry. Remember we talked about this. The guy that's
I forgot the guy's name.
Right. And he's very light. He's a loudmouth, very controversial. And people are calling him a, you know, because his wife wrote a book on how to date famous people. And remember Sean Strickland called him out. But the guy's got a big mouth and he's very, like, he cuts interesting promos on people. He talks a lot of shit, right? And people want him to shut up.
I bet he doesn't like Billy either.
Well, Colby Covington turned him down, right? Kind of interesting. So he's fighting the new stud. Yeah,
whatever happened to Colby? He hasn't fought since that Masvidal fight, right?
No, he fought He fought Leon again and got beat.
He lost the belt.
Yeah. No. Since the time Masvidal punched him is what I meant.
No, he fought Leon for the
title. Oh, he did afterward?
Yeah, because remember he was the backup fighter for Leon and Usman too. Okay, and everybody go, why is he the backup fighter? Is it, well, he can make weight. You know, you put a guy, there's like, you know, so, and because he was a backup fighter, a short notice of the fight, they gave him the title fight the next time people complained about it. And he didn't look good, right? And so he's kind of turned down that fight, and he's actually calling, you know, Colby, I don't know what to do, because he's calling out Oliveira to come up to 170 to fight him. And everybody's going, like, really? You know, but he didn't want to fight Gary, but Gary's fighting this guy from Bellator, Michael Venom Page, they call him MVP, who was like the Bellator stud and everything. And he won his last fight. He came to the UFC, he's already won one fight. And he's like in the Michael Chandler spot right now, when Michael Chandler came from Bellator and, you know, won. And then, you know, the next thing you know, the guy's fighting for a title. So this is a big, that's a big fight for both of those guys, because both of those guys are on a path to getting to the title. And I'm interested to see, because I haven't seen a lot of these guys fight, but it's an interesting storyline. Also, Strickland against Paulo Costa. I've got inside information on this fight.
Okay.
You know, when you live in Vegas and you work in the clubs, a lot of security guys are, you know, MMA, a lot of them fight, a lot of them train. Right. One of the guys in my club has trained with both of these guys.
Right.
Okay. Let's just say Sean Strickland is very difficult to take down and very difficult to hit.
He's a defensive fighter. Yeah.
Paulo Costa is not. And that's all I'm going to say about my inside information on that fight.
Did you ever see when Strickland took that influencer kid into the cage?
Yeah.
He
gets in fights all the time.
He's nuts.
You know, he's in the training and stuff like that. You know, so they don't like him.
He's a wild man.
What do you think of that fight? I like Strickland for sure, because he's getting screwed here, because he should be in line for a rematch against Duplessis, because a lot of people thought he won the fight, and they're actually making him. And they were ready to run it back, but the Dana's making him fight Costa here first. So I don't know why. So, what do you think?
I don't know. This is hard to gauge, because Costa looked really good against Whitaker until the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Strickland, even though he preaches a lot of violence, he's a defense is his forte. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But he wants the guy like to take his shot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a show.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a good boxer. He's, did you see the press conference?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, him and Costa were going back and forth. Wow, this is almost like a pick'em for me. Costa is not used to going the distance as Strickland is, so I'm going to give the edge to Strickland here.
Yeah, I like Strickland because I think he's a better fighter. Plus, if Costa wasn't chiseled, as muscular as he is, and a good-looking guy, I don't think people would be looking
during at him. During the whole press conference, they kept bringing up that, I think the word they use was secret juice. He goes, right. You want to be on the secret juice Paul Costa's on? And he said something like, even if you were on the secret juice, you would never have my power.
Right.
You know, so I guess they're alluding to the fact that he's on the juice. Yeah.
Right. So, but we'll see. And then
definitely was at the beginning. I mean, he's cut down, but he definitely was on the juice.
Right. He's lost three out of his last four, Costa.
Yeah. So Dustin Poirier against Islam. You know, Khabib said Islam was his best student, right?
Right.
And so everybody looked at Islam as the second coming. And when Islam was going through that division on his way to the title, he looked like he could be the next Khabib. He was like untouchable, right? But, you know, he had that bump in the road against Volkanovski.
Yep.
Where like a lot of people, like, you know, so it's like, okay, this guy's definitely not the next Khabib, because Khabib, like, never lost a round. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was something like that good. But this guy's like, this guy's vulnerable, and Poirier is a guy that, you know, always. But what was the last time? But Poirier fight wasn't a good fight.
Yeah,
you know, and he tore that. The guy was a favorite. The guy that he fought, the last guy he fought,
Benoit
was like a 2-1 favorite. Like, but Poirier was a big underdog against him, and Poirier literally sat there and like ate this guy's stuff, because he said, I'm going to walk through this guy's offense and I'm going to knock him out, which is what he did.
Yeah, it says here, D.I., Poirier landed 28 strikes, his opponent landed 50.
All right. Yeah. So he said, I'm going to walk this fight. But however, the problem is, that's not the type of fighter Islam is. Islam is going to get you, take you down, maneuver you into a sub or just grab and pound, right? So, stylistically, it's a terrible matchup for Islam because Khabib, you know, everybody said, like, it was, you know, compared, like, when Poirier Khabib fought, he had Khabib in a guillotine. They had pretty tight, too, but, like, you know, and Khabib got out. I'd like to see Poirier upset because it's always exciting when there's upsets, okay? And, very interesting, somebody had this stat, okay? Whenever Paulo Costa fights on a show, whoever has the belt loses. Like eight straight times.
Wow.
So, like, it's kind of like definitely not a correlatable stat. It's just like by random that's what's happened. But that's an interesting stat and an interesting like little mindset to go in there with.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I saw the press conference. Poirier basically said, I'm going to put this guy to sleep. And then the Makhachev was basically saying, which is right, he goes, one thing we've learned about Poirier is he's not good on the floor, which he isn't. He right. goes, and I plan to take him there.
Yeah, of course.
And so this is really going to be, I'm like you, I'd love to see the Poirier upset. Mm-hmm. But I think it's as easy as this. He's been taken down easily, Poirier, by guys that aren't as good as Makhachev, okay? Mm-hmm. And his only chance is to knock him the fuck out. Obviously, he's probably training for takedowns. Because that's what he's going to do. And if he can stuff some of those and get in his shot, we could see an upset.
Of course.
You know? But I just feel Makhachev's going to do the Khabib, get him down there. You know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
I just got way back into it, D.I., so I don't know the answer to this. If you could educate me real quick. Makhachev beat Volkanovski twice. So what was the problem? Yes. You said he had a hiccup.
Because Volkanovski had beaten him in one of the fights. And the other one was really close. And they gave the decision to fucking Makhachev.
Okay, so Volkanovski should have won the decision. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, because then plus two, the first fight was like, you know,
it was one of those fights that when you see him, Joe, you're thinking, how did this guy – it wasn't a blowout, but he definitely won the fight as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would you agree, Disco?
Yeah. Yeah, but Volk looked good. against him. But at the end, he was moving up in weight against him, which is kind of like a Makhachev kind of made Makhachev look bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It went like somebody's coming
down. That's true. Right. He was still the champion, but fought him at another weight.
Right. Moved up to fight the guy and showed out against like, you know, and maybe that's why the second fight was better, because he took him lightly the first time because he assumed he was undersized. But the thing with Volkanovski, people find out, bro, Volkanovski is way stronger than he looks supposed to.
And a tough motherfucker.
People are like, Jesus Christ, how strong this guy. Like, that's what everybody says. He was way stronger than I thought it would be. You know, so, yeah, he's tough, too. So. And he's funny. Like, the way he does a lot of videos to promote the fight, three looks one of his angels. He's good for the game, so.
Yeah. Does it? Can you find out real quick, Joe, who he's fighting next, Volkanovski?
Nobody yet.
Okay.
None of us have fight yet, Because it's Topuria guy. So Ilya Topuria guy?
Yeah.
He's turning everybody down.
Really?
Turning everybody down.
Why?
Because I think
huge paydays coming up.
Because he wants a Conor McGregor fight. And the guy's at 145.
Right.
Conor's like trying to fight at like 165, 170, but he thinks they can meet at 155. He wants the money fight, you know, against Conor.
And wait. So that's been this week's segment of K100 Sports. If you got any questions, opinions, comments on sports, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Yo, support K100 and check BetOnline. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.